Okay, let's be honest here. Looking back, we realize how dumb we are as kids. What's even more amusing is that it seems all of us, no matter which school you went to, shared the same logic that made absolutely no sense, but to us at that time, we pretty much believed it. So, we're bringing you guys a walk down memory lane at the things we all did as kids, which are admittedly pretty stupid. 1. Saying, "I don't friend you," is the ultimate comeback gasp. Once that phrase is said, it gives a huge blow to the receiver as a kid. This is only said when someone is super upset and is akin to AF asterisk 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 you in 10-year-old primary school student terms. 2. Putting glue on your palms so it won't hurt when you get rodent ed. Some of us would even add 2 to 3 more layers. But it didn't do shit, okay. 3. Hitting someone means you like them seriously. What kind of logic is that? Why did our primary school brains think that inflicting physical pain such as hitting someone's arm or pulling their ponytail equals having feelings for them? 4. Moving from Velcro shoes to ones with shoelaces means we're a certified matured adult. Velcro straps? No thanks. Those are for kids, and you will not be caught dead in them by the age of 11. To think we assumed having different shoes affirmed our maturity. Asterisk laughs as a 28-year-old asterisk 5. Oyodatayo practically means your life ended as a kid, when we accidentally do something that's deemed wrong, instantly our busybody classmates will start singing Oyodatayo, accompanied by that finger wag. That moment is when we know that our life basically just ended and we're gonna be in big trouble. Even if you didn't get in trouble, that song alone warrants cries from kids instantly. 6. Calculating the alphabets of your and your crush's name determines how likely you'll be together. Don't lie. You've probably tried this a couple times and actually believed it. Some even take it a step further to calculate the flame. If you know, you know. 7. Pushing the palm of your hand to see how many kids you'll get when you grow up. The reason behind this was because small lumps will form at your wrists when you do this, and the number of lumps is koinonia the number of children you will have when you grow up. Who even came up with this law? Last but not least, 8. At least one school toilet is haunted. Why is it that it's always the toilet that is haunted? No matter which school it is, there's always horror stories that originate in the toilet. How many of these did you guys relate to? We hope you enjoyed them just as much as we did writing about it. If we missed out on any, share with us at the comments. And don't forget to tag your friends to walk down this memory lane together, of course. Also read, 10 things only Malaysians who grew up speaking English will understand. You have reached the end of this story.